At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a sh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. Go to my website. If you are interested in a golf lesson, you can find out all the information you need to know there. You can come visit me at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona. It is fantastic. I've been coaching golf for 45 years. I have had absolutely the best results I've ever gotten. It's just amazing. Teaching in my studio with my Foresight simulator and launch monitor. I mean, all the numbers that pop up on the screen. I mean, I've always intuitively known those and always taught off of that. I mean, I know when people are hitting down too much, know when people are hitting up too much. You know, they're hitting from the inside, they're hitting from the outside too much. I can see it all. I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, 7.9 degrees or 8.2 degrees, but I mean, I know it's too much. I can tell when I see too much. But what it's really helped is it helps the students. It helps students understand exactly how much they need to exaggerate a feeling in order to achieve a different result. That is what it really helps with when people can see all the numbers. So anyway, HaneyUniversity.com if you're interested in golf lessons from me. You can find out all the information there. All right. Today I'm going to talk about the official world golf rankings. This is a topic I've talked about a few times. How I'm back on this subject is because Jon Rahm and Tiger Woods both had press conferences down at the Hero World Challenge, and they both talked about the rankings. So this got me going again, got me thinking again. I thought this whole thing with the LIV Golf Tour has been ridiculous from the get-go with the official world golf rankings. You know, I read all this stuff on Twitter. There's a bunch of, you know, tour sympathizers, PGA Tour sympathizers, PGA Tour media people that love to say stuff, PGA Tour players that say things, you know, and a lot of the stuff they like to say is, is, you know, they know the rules, Liv does, and play by the rules, and then you will get your points if you qualify for points. And yet, if you look at the rules, and nobody really knows the rules, because the official, quote, you know, air quotes there, official World Golf Ranking Committee, they keep those rules to themselves. But if you go and you look at their rules, and I know people that have seen their rules and seen their little, you know, secret handbook they have, it'll say that they can pretty much do whatever they want to do. Well, they can 100% do whatever they want to do. And they say you have to have a tour, but just because you have a tour doesn't mean that qualifies as a tour. And you have to have this many tournaments, and just because you have that many tournaments doesn't mean you automatically will qualify. So they pretty much make it up as they go along. And this has been the roadblock that the PGA Tour has used. You know, first they shamed everybody and said, you know, you don't want to play for the Saudi money. And that was the deal. And then they bullied them and said, hey, if you play Liv Golf, you're never going to play again on the PGA Tour. But you know what? Guys went, because they went for the guaranteed money. And now it's like, if you go play there, you're never going to get to play in a major again, because you're not going to qualify, because you're not going to get the World Golf Ranking points. And I thought, well, first off, I said, why wouldn't the major championships want to have the best field that they could possibly have? Why wouldn't the British Open, you know, the Open Championship, the U.S. Open, the PGA, the Masters, why wouldn't they want to have the absolute best possible field that they could have? I mean, why? I thought to myself, why is this their fight? I mean, I understand they're buddy-buddy with the PGA Tour. I get it. You know, and the European Tour. And you know, they don't like Greg Norman. I get that. And they don't like the Liv Golf thing. And it's disrupting their ecosystem, or whatever it is they call it. I get that. But I really don't understand why this whole thing is the majors, you know, the four families, as they call them, you know, and why it's their fight. I don't get it. I mean, I they were like, hey, this PGA Tour, this is your fight. This isn't our fight. We're going to have the best players we can have. And if they don't give them official World Golf Ranking points, we're going to find another way to figure out how to fill out our field with the best players we can possibly have. And that's all we care about, because we care about our tournaments. Yeah, we're sanctioned by the PGA Tour or whatever. You can count us as one of your official events if you want, but we really couldn't care less about that either. All we really care about, we've got a major championship, and you know what? Those are the only tournaments that aren't quote-unquote exhibitions. Now, people say Liv Golf, it's exhibition. You win Liv Golf tournament, you don't win anything. Well, what do you win if you win a PGA Tour? I was talking to a multiple time PGA Tour winner the other day, and I said, well, what about the argument that if you win, a PGA Tour event, you've got something great, and if you win a Liv Golf tournament, you don't have anything? And I mean, like. And he started laughing. He goes, that's crazy. I mean, it's ridiculous. You won a pro event, you beat professional golfers, and he brought this up. He says, what do you call a legacy event, or you win a PGA Tour, you win something that's, you know, historic. What's historic? Genesis LA Open? I mean, or Genesis Invitational, which used to be the LA Open, which used to be this, which used to be that, which used to be this before it was that, and then it was this, and then it was that. These names change all the time. I mean, the only reason you know it's the same tournament is because they're playing the same course still. Other than that, that tournament that has all this notoriety to it has had 20 different names. It doesn't make any sense. Let me tell you something. At some point, too, PGA Tour players that have won these tournaments, they know they won. They know they beat their peers. What are they going to do with that trophy? You win a tournament. I'm going to give you a nice, shiny trophy, okay? It's going to say something on it, okay? What difference does it make what it says on it? It's a nice, shiny trophy, okay? It's not a major. The rest of them are all the same. It's not a major. It's just a trophy. Okay? It's going to say something. You won this or that. You know, you won a tournament that's had 12 different names. Okay? And we're going to give you $1 million. Okay? There you go. You got it. Or we're going to give you another trophy. It's going to be a shiny trophy. It's going to have a name on it. Okay? And we're going to give you $4 million. I mean, come on. Seriously. Well, which one do you think people are going to take? And I can tell you, most players would take the $4 million. The vast majority. Now people say, no, I want to win the PGA Tour event. I've always wanted to win a PGA Tour event. I want to win a PGA Tour event. Yeah, I get it. You know, there's some people like that. You know, money can't. I hear these people. Money can't buy this event. Well, that could be true, but there's more people, more professional golfers, that would take the $4 million and this trophy versus the $1 million and that trophy. Now, if we're talking about a major championship, it's different. I've always said to win a major championship, you know, I don't know how many PGA Tour events it would take before you'd say, "Hell, I'll trade." You know, 5 PGA Tour events for one major, or I'll trade 10 PGA Tour events for one major. And you know why people say that? Let me tell you why people say that. When you pose that to a pro, you know what he's doing? He's adding up in his mind how much he thinks he could make off the endorsements. If he won 10 PGA Tour events and he won $1 million at each one, he'd win $10 million. And maybe he would get, you know, because he's won all those tournaments, he's won 10 years in a row, he's won a tournament, you know, maybe he's getting, you know, some decent endorsements. But when they win one major, okay, and a major's going to probably pay more, so maybe he wins $2 million. You know what? The $8 million he's short, he's probably going to make that up. He's going to more than make that up with endorsements for winning one of those majors. That's how people come up with. How do people come up with the number? Pros, when you say, how many PGA Tour events would it be worth it to give up to win one major? It's a financial calculation. That's what it is they're making. Now, when people tell you otherwise, it's because, you know, you can't listen to the guy. You can't listen to Rory McIlroy that has, you know, millions and millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank, and let him tell you about what's most important, or Tiger Woods, who's, you know, a billionaire, tell you what's most important. And Tiger Woods, meanwhile, the minute he turned pro, he was, you know, worth $100 million or whatever, and he's going to tell you that you got to get your legacy. Well, yeah, but most guys don't have that. But this world golf ranking thing, I think what the, you know, what's happening is this thing is going to be obsolete. Like it already is, to be honest with you. I bet if you look at the world golf rankings and they saw how many website visits they have received, okay, in the last 6 months. The last 8 months, whatever, since the whole LA, how many website visits the official World Golf Rankings has had in the amount of time since LIV Golf started? If LIV Golf started, you know, 6 months ago, go back 6 months before that and see how many visits went to the official World Golf Ranking website and how many visits have gone since. And I guarantee you that number is drastically down. I know it is because you know what? I know it is because I don't go there anymore. I used to go there all the time. It used to be something I'd look at all the time. I go to the official World Golf Ranking and see where are the best players ranked. How can you take a listing, a ranking? How can you take a World Golf Ranking seriously? Seriously, how can you do this? How can you do it when you have to go down to 38th to find Dustin Johnson? Dustin Johnson played great golf this year on the LIV Tour. He played decent in some majors. He really came on at the end of the year and played great golf. Now, I don't know where he should be ranked. He shouldn't be ranked number one. He was ranked 3 at the end of last year. He shouldn't be ranked 2. I don't know if he should be ranked 3, but I can tell you what, he ain't no number 38. Okay. He's one of the top five players in the world. That's just the way. And if he's not five, he's six. Okay? And if he's not six, he's seven. Because I guarantee you, he's better than Will Zalatoros. Don't tell me Will Zalatoros, who's been out for how many months with a bad back? Okay? How many months? And he's won what? He's won one golf tournament? He won the FedEx St. Jude. I had to look it up. He won the St. Jude. I had to look it up. I said, did he win? I couldn't remember. You know, I couldn't remember. I follow the PGA Tour. I follow professional golf like nobody. I can't remember who wins these tournaments. I couldn't tell you who won any tournament except majors. I mean, it's just like it's, and I watch them all, but I can't remember it. Well, but Will Zalatoros, come on. I mean, seriously, how can you take this official world golf ranking? How can you take it serious when Dustin Johnson is ranked 38th? In the world? How can you take this serious when you got a player like, well, I'll bring up another one. Taylor Gooch is ranked 40th in the world. He's better than that. Brooks Koepka. Brooks Koepka, you're telling me Brooks Koepka is a 48th ranked player in the world right now based on his play? No, I'm sorry. That's not right. Bryson DeChambeau, he was fifth last year. Now he's 58th. I know he's not played as well, but is he 58th in the world? I mean, no. Come on. Seriously, are you going to tell me that Patrick Reed, and people hate Patrick Reed, I get it, but are you going to tell me Patrick Reed is the 66th player in the world? No. And you know what? These guys aren't even going to be in the top 100 before you know it. Because you know who just fell out of the top 100? Sergio Garcia. Sergio Garcia is 103rd ranked in the world. Now, come on. Seriously. There's 102 players better than Sergio Garcia? No, there aren't. So this list is just not even a list. How can you even take this serious? How can you look at this list? How can you look at this list and says Louis Oosthuizen's 50th in the world? He was 10th last year. How can you look at a list and take it serious? You know what the answer is? You can't. You can't look at a list and take it serious. And I've thought this. I thought, you know what? They keep saying that LIV Golf they've got to live up. They got to get a cut. They got to have more people in their tournaments. They have to have people. They have to have a way for people to qualify for their tournaments, to get into their tournaments. They have to do all these things, and then they'll get points. Those are the rules. I see people write this all the time on Twitter. Those are the rules. Well, what do you mean those are the rules? The official World Golf Ranking has the discretion to do anything that they want to do. If they're going to call themselves the official World Golf Ranking, then they need, it's the onus is on them. They need to figure out how to make them reflect the true rankings in golf. How to make their rankings be what they should be. Because I can tell you, Dustin Johnson is not the 38th player in the world. He's not. He's a top five, top six, top. I don't care. Don't tell me he's not top 10. I mean, come on. He played really good this year. And he easily is in the top 10. So they should figure out. They should go, and here's what they should do. They should go through that list. And they should say, you know what? Based on let's just do an eye check, okay? Just nothing more than that. Just, you know, what does it look like? Do a smell test on it. Where do you think Cameron Smith? Cameron Smith just won the Australian PGA. He won the Open Championship. He won a tournament on LIV Golf. Now, where do you think he should be? Okay, he should be. He probably. I don't know if he should be one. Maybe he should be one. You know what? He probably should be one. Well, Rory McIlroy's number one in the world. Well, he hasn't won a major since 2014. Cameron Smith's won three tournaments, big ones. He won the Players' Championship. He's won four tournaments. Are you kidding me? Cameron Smith and Rory McIlroy's rated ahead of him? Come on. Seriously. No. Cameron, you should look at this. You should say, you know what? Cameron Smith should be number one in the world. Rory maybe should be two or three. Scheffler should be three or two. Okay? And then you know what? Dustin Johnson should be up here somewhere. I don't know where he should be. Pick a spot. 5, 6, 7, 4, I don't care. Pick a spot. Put them there. And then you know what they should do? They should figure, okay, now how we need, if we were coming up with a formula for assigning points, we need to, it needs to reflect where these guys should be ranked. They should back into those numbers. Instead, they've got some geniuses that they call independent. Okay, like independent has, like whoever independent is, okay? You don't think, I tweeted this out, you don't think independent doesn't have any preconceived notions? See, independent, whoever independent is, independent thinks that it's harder to win a tournament, okay, with a lot of players in it. Actually, it's probably harder with a lot of players to finish top 25. I'll give you that. Okay, depending on who the players are, but it's probably harder. Okay, but it is not harder to win it. So are we figuring out points on whether it's harder to finish top 25 or harder to win a tournament? Because it's harder to win a tournament when you have better players in it. And that's what Tiger Woods said. And that's what John Rahm said. When John Rahm said it, everybody's like, whoa, I don't know if I agree with that. And then, independent got all bent out of shape and independent started defending themselves because, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, John Rahm said the World Golf Rankings is he goes, I'm going to try to be, not too blunt on this, but it's stupid or it's terrible or it's awful. And, he made that comment and you know what? And then they asked Tiger Woods, and what did he say? You know what he said? He said the same thing. He said, everybody knows that this ranking is not right. That's what Tiger said. Yep, Tiger said official World Golf Ranking is a flawed system. He said that's something we all here recognize. When he says that, who do you think all is? All are the players that he hangs out with. Those are the best players. They all know it's true. When they had that tournament over in Dubai, this is where John Rahm went off. They're playing in Dubai, short field, no cut. Oh, I thought short field, no cut. You're not supposed to get official World Golf Ranking points. Well, it's okay as long as you over there. As long as you do a certain amount of tournaments, it's okay. They make up these rules as they go along. Okay, so over there in Dubai, they had the short field, but a lot of great players. This is the race for Dubai. This is the DP World Championship. It 50 players there, okay? And they had 156 players at the RSM. But 156 players. I don't know who was any good there. Not many, I can tell you that much. But they had 156 of them. And Rahm said, this is ridiculous the way these points are being distributed, because the RSM winner got 37 points and the DP World Tour winner got 22 points. Okay, but they had to beat seven top 25 players in the world to win the DP World Tour. At the RSM, they had to beat zero top 25 players. Zero. 0.0. That's who they had to beat. So just because they had a bigger field, they got more points. And Rahm went off. Okay. So Tiger went off and he said the same thing. He said, everybody knows it. Well, people have been defending it. But when Tiger says it, now all of a sudden it catches people's attention. And so they asked Tiger, how do you fix it? And he said, well, those are meetings that are going to have to, we're going to have to have. Tiger acts like he's the commissioner now. We're going to have to have it with the World Golf Committee, as well as the tours that are involved, and somehow come up with a better system than in this place. Now, you know what they need to do? Come up with a system that includes all golf tournaments, all golfers. It's the onus is on them to figure out how to come up with a system to include LIV. The onus is not LIV to adhere to their stupid rules, to their stupid system, to their stupid rankings that don't make any sense, that rank Dustin Johnson 38th in the world, that give more points to for beating nobody than it gives for beating seven players in the top 25. The onus is on the world golf rankings to come up with a system that really reflects the best players in the world. And when they talk about having all these, they need to stop playing this game, stop playing this, you know, having this as their firewall to keep people from leaving the PGA Tour and going to the official World Golf Rank. Or you know what? Better yet, you know what they should do? You know what they should do? The majors should just say, you know what? We're picking our own fields based on, you know, whatever criteria we come up with for our own tournament. And we're not going to use this ranking system anymore because it stinks. Because it stinks, and it's not fair, and it's not right, and it stinks because it's not reflective of who the best players in the world are. And everybody says it. You know what? They do. The best players are saying it. John Rahm said it. Tiger Woods said it. And Tiger Woods said, we all know. Well, who are we all? Who are we all? Well, we all must be his buddy Rory, although Rory disagreed with Rahm. But now that Tiger said it, oh, now it's a different story, I'm sure. See, that's the thing. That's the thing. You know, when Tiger says it, then it gets people's attention. And now people will start looking and saying, now the question is, okay, because Rahm called the World Golf Rankings laughable. Laughable. That's what he said. He called it laughable. But Tiger didn't call it laughable. He just said it's flawed. It's not right. All right. Well, now we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see if it changes. It's going to change because whatever criteria they're using, it doesn't give you the best players. It's just that simple. You can't have you can't have Dustin Johnson 38th. You can't have Sergio Garcia 103rd. I mean, come on. That just, and I'm not saying Garcia is great now, but there's not 102 players better than Sergio Garcia. And there just isn't. So it's not a fair reflective ranking. And that's why I don't even go there and look anymore. Because when people say, oh, this guy's ranked this or that, what's that? What? Who cares? You know, you're not even ranking some of the best players in the world that are playing over on LIV, so it's not a system, and maybe they'll figure it out, maybe they won't. Who knows? We'll see. All right, that's it for today. I hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app wherever you get your podcasts, and hope everybody stays safe, stays healthy. We'll talk to you soon on the Hank Any Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.